Okay, shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shir at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Erev Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Nisan. So we are rapidly approaching the Yom Tov of Pesach, Zman Chirusenu, Chag HaAviv, Chag HaPesach. What's the fourth one? Zman Chirusenu, Chag HaMatzos. We're rapidly approaching this Yom Tov, and what we are going to be learning today is from the special Torah reading. There are four special Torah readings that take us through Adar, up to Nisan. It is Parsha Shkalim, Zachar, Para, and Hachodesh. Parsha Hachodesh is the last of these four special Parshios. A second Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron Kodesh for each of these. And Parsha Hachodesh is from Sefer Shemos, Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Bo, Psukim Aleph through Chof. So it is in addition to the Parshas HaShavua, for your reference, which is Parshas Shmini, in addition to the Parshas HaShavua, we have a special Torah reading of Parshas HaChodesh to coincide with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's 20 Psukim Aleph through Chof in Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo is one of the Parshiot that deal with Shibud / Yitziat Mitzrayim. Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach take us from the enslavement through the redemption, with Shmos being the enslavement and God speaking to Moshe at the burning Bush. The era has the Arba Lashona Geula and the first seven Makos. Parshas Bo, the Parsha of Parshas HaChodesh, has the last three Makos, Arba, Choshak, and Machas Bechorus. In addition to Yitziat Mitzrayim, and Bishalach is Shvi Shal Pasach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. So these first four Parshios in the book of Shemos take us from the enslavement, the beginning with the enslavement, all the way through the seventh day of Pesach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. And in Parshas Bo, we learn about Arba Choshech Machos Bechoros, the people marched to a hopeful freedom. So what is the Psukim that we read for Parshas HaChodesh? So they are, again, in Perek Yud Beis, Pesach Aleph. So let's just look through these Psukim, and we're going to be having insights based on Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, into these Psukim of Parshas HaChodesh. Right? How does it begin? It's interesting also that it's known as Parshas HaChodesh. That's after the first two Psukim. But the truth is, the rest of the Psukim, the other 18 Psukim, all deal with Korban Pasach. So the first two Psukim teach us about Rosh Chodesh, and Rashi says, Al Rosh Chodesh Nisan Ne'amar. We're specifically talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says Rashi, which is the first in the months of the year. All of the rest of the Psukim deal with Inyane Korban Pasach and Chag HaPasach, which is, of course, what we are preparing for. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aharonim in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph of Sefer Shemos. And Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodashim, this month is for you, the first of the months, Rishon Hu Lachem, the Chod Sher Hashanah. It is for the first of you, for the months of the year. So there we have Rosh Chodesh. So let's just say what Rashi says. What does Rashi have to say? HaChodesh Hazeh. I'm quoting Rashi to Pasuk Beis. Now you have to understand though, so this is the first national mitzvah. They don't know about Rosh Chodesh. They have not yet been commanded. So Moshe is not sure. Moshe is unclear. He does not know how to declare the Rosh Chodesh. What does the moon look like when we say it's Rosh Chodesh? Today it's very easy. The calendar is set. Nobody has to look for the moon. You don't have to go up to the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGaziz on the Temple Mount, and they don't put you two separate rooms.
Can you slow it down a little?
I'm talking too fast.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Some people tell me they listen to my shiurim on 1.5 speed. I don't know how. Sometimes I'm talking very fast. They must have supersonic hearing. Some people tell me I'm talking too fast. I'm sorry. My mother always would tell me when she would come to shiur, you're talking too fast. You need to slow down. So you're in good company. My mother says the same thing. So Rashi says, oh, so Moshe did not know. They never had Rosh Chodesh. And this is the first national mitzvah. So Hashem needs to demonstrate to him actually what the moon looks like. Oh, what I was saying is that for us today it's very easy. Because why? The calendar set. So there's no doubts and there's no chashash, and you don't have to give an edus, even though we're women, we couldn't give an edus anyway. No one has to give the edus. The Beis Din doesn't have to declare. We just know when Rosh Chodesh is. But this is brand new for Moshe. So what did Hashem do? A Chodesh HaZalachem. Hashem showed Moshe the moon in its renewal, and he said, Hashem showed Moshe the moon in its renewal. This is Rashi to Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis. And he said, when the moon renews, it will be for you, Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, you don't need a whole drash. The verse does not leave the simple meaning. Al Chodesh Nisan Amarlo. What month is her Chodesh Azalachem? Well, they're in Mitzrayim. They're about to leave. So Rashi says, we're talking about Nisan. Hashem introduced Rosh Chodesh with the month of Nisan. By the way, it corresponds to Parsha Shmini, which is the Parsha Shavua, because the Parsha begins, Vayihi B'yom HaShmini. And Rashi says, it's the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. It's not the eighth day of the month. It's the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, which is which day? Well, which day do you think it is based on what I'm saying? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan was permanently erected and put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a very, very special day. It's a day that God declared to Moshe, you will have Rosh Chodesh. This is a holy month. Every year, every month, you will sanctify the moon. It's also the day that the Mishkan was put up. Achodesh Nisan Amarlo. So Hashem is introducing the topic of Rosh Chodesh with Nisan. Nisan should be the first at the beginning of the count of the months. Iyar will be two, Sivan will be three. The Torah counts the months starting from Nisan. Hazeh, why does it say Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? This month is for you. So Rashi says, Niskasha Moshe Amolet Halavona. Moshe had difficulty. Moshe did not. Niskasha Moshe, Kasheh. You know, the word kasha, the root word kasha, means both difficulty and question. If you have a kasha, it means you have a question, and kasha is something difficult. Why? Because when you have a question, really, why the show is the same? A question means you have difficulty understanding a certain topic. So you know how we always try to focus on shorashim and lashon hakodesh. So if something is difficult for you, you're going to have a question on it. Therefore, niskasha Moshe amolet halavodan. Moshe was not an expert in this. He was never introduced to this before, so Moshe didn't understand exactly what to do. In what measurement will the moon appear, and then it will be worthy to be sanctified? Hashem showed him with his finger, kaviyachal. Hashem pointed with his finger, and he said, this is the moon in the firmament of the heaven. And Hashem said to Moshe, kizera eva kadesh. When the moon looks like this, this is how you are sanctified. So, hachodesh hazeh lachem, zeh in chumash means seeing something, being shown something. So, for example, right here, 12:2 in Shemos, hachodesh hazeh lachem, Moshe didn't know what the moon looks like, so God showed him with his finger. He pointed, so to speak, and he said, when the moon looks like this, he demonstrated. This is when you have Rosh Chodesh. When else do we see this? In Shemos 15:2. Par tes vav posuk beishvi shal pasach. Ze'az yashim Moshe v'nei Yisrael, es oshir azos l'ashem v'yom ulei. Marashu l'ashem ki goga, asus v'rach rabat. Ze'a kei li v'amvei, lo'al kei avi v'armenu. We say it every day in Az Yashar. It's Shemos Tes Vav Beis. Zeh Keli Vanveyu. So what does Rashi say there? They were able to point Kaviyachol with their finger and say, this is my God. Rashiv Chal Yam Masharol Ra'ad Neviyim. They were able to actually say, Zeh indicates seeing something. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Moshe saw the moon by the finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it looks like. Zeh by Az Yashir, also Shvi Shal Pasach, they pointed, so to speak, with their finger, and they said, this is my God. It's also in Parsha Shmini. It's in Vayikra Perikid Aleph Pasuk Beis. The beginning of Perikid Aleph deals with, Machalos Asuros and Machalos Mutaros. And Moshe picked up the animals. Zos HaChaya Asher Tochelu, Zos indicates, he held up, so to speak, the animal, and he said, this is what you may eat. So Zeh in Chumash indicates actually seeing something. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Shemos 12:2. Zeh Keli Va'amveyu, Shemos 15:2. Vayikra 11:2, this is the animal you should eat. You know what's interesting? They're all verse 2. Were you paying attention to what I said? I don't know why. Shemos Yud Beis Beis, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Tes Vav Beis, Zeh Keli Va'amveyu. And Vayikra Yud Aleph Beis. I don't know why they're all verse 2. But it's just a point of interest. So this is very interesting. When this year on Motzei Shabbos, Leil Purim, I went to hear a Megillah by Rabbi Dr. Andrew Siklik. And I noticed that when he was reading the Megillah, I'm going to quote something that he sent me after. I noticed when he was reading the Megillah, this is very interesting. When he said, L'kayim es ha'igeras hazos, so he picked it up and he went like this. And now I had never seen that before. Even if I got a house reading, either I didn't notice, not a house reading, a house reading. I know Barav Am Hadras Melech. I also have a hearing loss. So for me to be in a big assembly, even though it's Hadras Melech, I won't be Yotzei the Megillah. So if I'm close to the Baal Korah, and it's a smaller environment, I don't have acoustic issues, so I'm able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So what I noticed is that he went like this when he said the Kaim Esai Geras Hazo. So I thought the Chol Shana V'Shana. So I went over to him after he finished leaning. I said, that's very interesting. I've never seen that before. But what is the word, the Kayim Esai Geras Hazos? Ah, HaChodesh Hazelacham. Zekeli van veyu, zos achaya shir tochelu, akaimis ha higaris hazos, b'choshar v'shoi. I said, that's very interesting. I said, you know, in Chumash, zeh indicates seeing something, demonstrating something. So he said, is the Baal Korah supposed to do that when they read the Megillah? So he said to me, I think the Mishnah Brura, he's been laning for many decades, he said, I think the Mishnah Brura, did anyone read the Nechama Leibowitz biography? Okay, there's a picture of him in there. And some other students, yeah? There's a picture of him with some other, of his chavra, I don't know, from the yeshiva with Nechama Leibowitz, and because he read Megillah for her. And I think he wrote her note. It says the caption, he thanks her for the zchus of reading Megillah for the fountain of flowing water, something like that. It's in that biography. Okay. So it's a beautiful biography to read, irrespective of that, but just as a point of interest. So he's been reading Megillah for a decade. So I said to him, are you supposed to do that? So he says, I think the Mishnah Brura writes that, but I'm going to look it up. So he sent it to me, Taka. So it's very, very interesting. So I said, this is very nice. I'm going to add it to my shiurim because it's a further proof that Zer or Zos in Tanakh is what? This, seeing. So here we go. The Mishnah Brura writes, Mishnah Brura 690:52. It's right here. Kisha Yomer Ha'igeres Hazos Yina'ana HaMegillah. Like Na'anuim, you know Na'anuim on Sukkos is to shake the Arba Minim. So Mishnah Brura writes Beferish, Kisha Yomer Ha'igeres Hazos Yina'ana HaMegillah. When he says this Megillah, you should, this Igeres, this letter, you should actually what? Shake the Megillah. So this is another proof where we see a source in Tanakh, not in Torah, but in Ketuvim, that when you read Zos, Zah, what do you need to do? Demonstrate what you are actually doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated, pointed to the moon for Moshe. Klal Yisrael pointed to the Shechina, Shvi Yishal Pasach, Kriyas Yamsu, Shiras Hayam. Moshe demonstrated. He held up, Parsha Shmini, the animals. He pointed, this is the animals. And we see by the Megillah that there is a halacha. The Mishnah Brura writes it, Mamish. That I don't know if every Baal Korah does it, but it's clearly here. The Lashon is very, very befamish. Ha'igeres Hazos, Yina'aneah HaMegillah, Kasav HaChaye Adam. So we have this idea. Then he also sent me footnote 82 in Piskei Teshuvos. So let me see. Oh, interestingly, okay. Ubehoshafos, I don't know what it stands for. Shire, I don't know what this stands for. Okay, it's footnote 82 in Piskei Teshuva. Be'es amiras igeres hapurim hazos hashenis yanana hamegillah. So we see that there's this inyan of Chodesh Hazelachem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really our teacher. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first one who did this. HaChodesh Hazelachem. Hereir Levana Bechidusha. And Rashi even says, if you remember, Herelo Be'etzba Esa Levana Berkiah. Now obviously Hashem doesn't have a finger, but we assign anthropomorphic qualities because that is how we can understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem is our teacher. Hashem is the Malami Torah La'am Yisrael. When he told Moshe about Rosh Chodesh, he wanted to make sure that Moshe understood what he was speaking about. So what did Hashem do? He, God, so to speak, pointed with his finger. And I think from here we learn a very, very important lesson. Eino dome shmia l'ri'ir, or l'ri'ir l'shmia. Which one is it? Eino dome shmia l'ri'ir. Yeah, thank you. Eino dome shmia l'ri'ir. I think it's such an important chinuch lesson that the Torah is teaching us. That you can't compare just hearing something to learning something hands-on. It's a beautiful lesson in chinuch, not only for children, but also for adults. Anyone who's learning something new, when we demonstrate something for somebody, it is a much more concrete fashion, and we're much more able to integrate the learning into who we are than simply just hearing a lesson. And it's beautiful. It shows you the power of sight, it shows you the power of vision, and it helps us integrate. They say that the eyes are the window into the soul. But if you want to help a person learn a concrete demonstration of what you are doing, will help them further integrate. And there's, even though we're tactile learners, we're also such visual learners. You know, sometimes little kids see something and their mouths are like a gape. They can't believe what they're seeing because Ein Adam Hashmi'a L'Ri'iya. So that's one thing that we learn from HaChodesh HaZalacham. The first thing, Rosh Chodashim Rishon U'Lacham L'Chad Sheyashana. Let's just look at the rest of the psukim quickly, and then we're going to come back to Rosh Chodesh, meaning the rest of the psukim that make up Parshas HaChodesh. That's only the first two psukim. All the rest of them deal with Korban Pesach. Am I still talking too fast? What should I do? Okay. You know what? When I'm excited and I have a lot to share, so like my words are trying to keep up with my machshavos. Okay. I'm sorry. Especially because I have a hearing loss, so I really am sorry, because it's harder to understand people who are fast speakers. Okay. Dabru el kol ados Yisrael leibor. Now we go to Pasuk Gimel. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, speak to the entire assembly of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, v'yuchu lahem ish salabais avos salabais. So on the 10th of the month in Egypt, they were commanded to take a lamb for the father's household, a lamb for the house. V'im yimad habayim yo misel. Let's say you are too few people. This is Parshas HaChodesh. If you came in late this Shabbos, we read both Parshas Shmini, but we also read the fourth of the special Arba Parshios that take us from Rosh Chodesh Adar through Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Parshas from Shemos, Parshas Bo, Parak Yud Beis, Psukim Aleph through Chaf. And that's what we're looking at now, and then we're going to come back to Rosh Chodesh. So let's say there's too few people in the house. Okay? There's a halacha when it comes to the Korban Pesach. There can't be any left over. So let's say you have five people in your house. I can't imagine, I don't know, that five people could eat an entire roasted lamb. That's a lot of meat for a small amount of people. So what do you need to do? Why do you need, im yimad habayim yo misa, there's not enough people in your house to eat the lamb. V'la kachu shcheinu hakarv al biso. V'michsa nefasho. What do? You go to your neighbor and you say, how many people are you? I'm five. You're 10, 15. Could 15 people eat a lamb? I have no idea. I don't know how many people could actually eat a whole lamb, but I guess in temple times, they knew from experience how many people could eat the lamb. So you join together in a chabura, because there can't be any left over. Ish lefi achlo techoso al aseh. Every person, according to what he can eat, should be counted for the lamb. It should be a pure lamb, a male within the first year. It should be from the sheep or from the goats. And it should be a mishmeres, al arba soyam, I'm in pasuk vav, in perik yibis. It should be a, you should guard it, a safe keeping until the 14th of this day. V'shachatu also kol kahal adas yishol bein harbaim. And we shach the Korban Pesach in the afternoon hours on the 14th of Nisan. V'lachu min adam, pasuk zayin, you should take from the blood. V'nasnu al shtei hamezuzus, v'al hamashkov. What do they do with the blood of the Korban Pesach? V'avar alayich, Rashi quotes it, the erech misposeseth b'damayich. We say it in Haggadah Shal Pesach. It's from Yechaska. Rashi quotes it here on the Chumash as well. Hashem passed over us and he saw us rolling in our blood and he said, through your blood you shall live. Through your blood you shall live. V'lachu min adav v'nasu ashtei ha-mezuzas v'al ha-mashkov v'al ha-batim asher yochlu osa behem. You should take from the blood and you should spread it on the two mezuzos, the doorpost, and the mashkov, the lintel, asher yochlu osa behem, where you'll be eating the Korban Pesach. V'achlu es ha-basar b'layla hazeh. You will eat the meat on this night. How does the meat have to be prepared? Tzli eish, roasted over fire. U'matzos amorim yochlu. With matzah and mar you shall eat it. So we have to be very careful. We have from here a halacha that when we prepare our meat for the Leil HaSeder, we are not allowed to have any sort of roasted meat because it could be seen as if you're trying to prepare the Korban Pesach. So liver, for you ask your own rav, okay? I'm not poskening halacha, no, I'm serious. Broiled liver, it's mamish roasted over fire, it's mamish tzli'eish, so we should not have that on Leil HaSeder. It's broiled. I'll tell you a very interesting shayla. Goes back a bunch of years ago. I don't even know how it came up. Again, you ask your own shayla, okay? But I think I asked Rabbi Shachter, and I think about like schnitzel on the El HaSeder. And he said, you should not make schnitzel, you should not serve that. Again, I'm not telling you what to do. This was eye-opening for me. I don't remember, I think I was discussing the meats of Seder night. I don't remember what the Shaila was exactly, but I remember that he said you should not have that, because it's one of the ways that the Korban Pesach could have been prepared. You put oil in the pan, it's over the fire, it's not in a saucy liquid, it's not like meatballs that you're boiling, obviously, unless you make roasted meatballs. There are such recipes, actually. You know, you roll them. I've never done it. Has anyone ever done it? You put them on a broiler pan under the broiler. Have you ever done it? Yeah, how are they? They probably taste like hamburgers, no? It's probably very good. Don't serve it on Leil HaSeder. It's mamish roasted over fire. But he said to me, you should not make schnitzel. Like, you know, obviously Pesach crumbs, if anyone's worried. Fry it over the fire, because he said it's one of the ways that the Korban Pesach could have been prepared. So the Korban Pesach itself was tzli esh, roasted over fire, eat with matzah and mara. Al tochu mimenu na, do not eat it undercooked. Ubasho mevusho b'mayim. The Korban Pesach cannot be underdone. The Korban Pesach cannot be boiled in water. So if you take your corned beef and you boil it in water, that is not how the Korban Pesach could be made. Ki im tzli esh rosha al karav al kibbal. The whole thing, the head with the feet, it goes over the fire. Velo sosiru mimenu ad boker. That goes back to the fact that you need to have people joining your chabura. Do not leave any over till the morning. Va'noser mimenu ad boker be'esh tisrofu. Anything left in the morning, you can't take it as leftovers on your journey into the desert. Anything in the morning has to be burnt. V'kacha tochu oso. So you shall eat it. Masnechem chagurim. What a pasuk. I'm in Pirate at base, pasuk at Aleph. If anyone's following, if you're listening, also God. V'kacha tochu oso. This is how you should eat it. Masnechem chagurim, your loins are girded. Na'alechem biraglechem, your shoes should be on your feet. U'mekalchem biyadchem, your staff in your hand. Va'achaltem also bichipazon, and you have to eat it in haste. Pesach hu la'Hashem, it is a Pesach for Hashem. Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, I will pass through the land of Egypt. And then I listen to these beautiful psukim. Is a Kosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe and Aaron to speak to the B'nai Yisrael. V'ikesi kol b'char be'eretz Mitzrayim, me adam v'ad behema. God will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man to animal. B'chol ohei Mitzrayim es ha'shvatim, against all the gods of Egypt, the powers of Egypt, I will make judgments. I am Hashem. V'haya hadam lechem lo'os al abatim, asher atem sham. V'ra'isi es hadam, the blood will be a sign in the houses where you are, a sign for you. And when I, Kosh Baruch Hu, see the blood, so to speak, upasachti aleichem, I will pass over you. The loya b'cham negef l'mashis b'kosi b'eretz Mitzrayim. When this blood is on the doorpost and you are in the house, I will see the blood. I will skip over your houses. There will be no plague of destruction in the houses where you are. V'haya hayam ezalacham lezikaron, v'chagosham osochag l'ashem l'doroseichem, chukos olam tachogu. This should be a remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it, a chag for Hashem for generations, an eternal statue. You shall celebrate Shivas Yami Matzos Tochelu. For 7 days you shall eat matzah. On the first day you have to get rid of all the leaven from your house. Anyone who eats chametz will be cut off from Israel from the first day until the seventh day. Pasuk Tazayin. On the first day it is a calling of holiness. On the seventh day it's a calling of holiness. All work may not be done. Only what is necessary to prepare for ochel nefesh, that may be done. Ushmartem es hamatzos. You should guard the matzos. Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the midst of this very day, hotzeisi et tzivosechem me'eretz Mitzrayim. In the midst of that very day, I took your hosts out of your legions, out of the land of Egypt. Ushmartem es hayom hazeh ledoroseichem chukos olam. And you should guard this day, an eternal statue for generations. So very, very powerful Rashi. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Shelo yaviyu ludei chometz. What does it mean you should guard the matzah? They should not leaven. They should not come to be made chometz. Mikan amru. Oh, this is what I want to tell you. Rabbi Yoshia Omer. Alti kore es hamatzos, el es hamitzvos. Rabbi Yoshia derives a play on words in a holy Lashon HaKodesh sense, play on words. Rabbi Yoshia says, don't read Ushmartem es hamatzos, guard the matzos. Ela Ushmartem es hamitzvos. Matzos, mitzvos, without nekudos, the same word. You should read it mitzvos. Kederach she'en mechmitzin es hamitzvos, kach ein mechmitzin, kederach she'en mechmitzin es hamatzos, kach ein mechmitzin es hamitzvos. Just like we do not let the matzah become chametz, so too we should not let the mitzvos become leaven. Ela imbal yadcha aseo somiyad. Such a Musra Haskell that Rashi is teaching, quoting Rabbi Yoshi. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should do it right away. There's a sense of atzlus sometimes that comes from the Yetzer Hara. We all have it, because if you're alive, you have a Yetzer Hara. And one of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara is this laziness, atzlus. Why do now what you could do tomorrow? Yesh machar shu achar zman. Why do tomorrow what you could do next year? So sometimes the Yetzer Hara wants to convince us not to have zrizus, not to have alacrity in our avodas Hashem. I don't have to do it this minute, I'll do it later. What happens if you do that is that maybe you won't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. I won't go to shir this week, I'll go to shir next week. I don't have to give the tzedakah right now, I'll give the tzedakah in 2 weeks. Whatever it is, I don't know, fill in the blanks. I'm too busy to do the chasad now, maybe I'll do the chasad another time. In the meantime, somebody else will grab the mitzvah. Or the opportunity will be lost. And then we're losing an opportunity for eternity. Olam haba. The other week in the house, I don't know, a few weeks ago, was Leil Shabbos by the Su'uda. So I was serving the soup. So one of the kids said to the other kid, do you want to carry in the soup? For it was either mommy or Abba. So the child said, I'm giving you a chance. It's more than $1 million. I'm giving you the chance to buy eternity. Do you want to carry in the soup? This child always wants to carry the soup. But I think another kid wants to carry the soup. So the child said, Mavater, it's more than $1 million. I'm giving you a chance to buy eternity. So the problem is, when we do not do a mitzvah right away, either someone else will do the mitzvah, or we lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yoshia says, Ushmartim es ha-mitzvos. In our path, in our avodas Hashem, if an opportunity comes our way, now if you can't do it, oseik b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. Sometimes you mamash can't do it because you're busy with something else. You're in a mitzvah, not because you're trying to rationalize, not because it's the HR, not because it's atzus, just because you can't get to it right at the time. But if we have opportunity to do a mitzvah, seo so miyah, do it right away. And that's what Rabbi Yoshia teaches. It's a big musr. It's a big musr in tikkun amidos from the inyan av matzus. Think about that when the matzus are on your table. Leah HaSeder, Kedar Shein Machmitin is a matzos. Nobody wants their matzah to become chametz, chas v'shalom. I was in the supermarket 2 days ago, and it was a Baruch Hashem pouring rain, and most of my stuff was in boxes, but a couple of the items didn't fit into the four huge boxes that were packed that I had. So I had a box of my shmur matzah, and it was in a shopping bag, but it was really, really pouring. So I put it in four shopping bags, and I tied up. I thought, this can't get wet. Is that halachically how it could get? I don't know. But I was worried that it shouldn't get wet, even the box. So I wrapped it in four shopping bags. Baruch Hashem, the box did not get wet. But that's how we have to look at our avodas Hashem, and that's how we have to look at our midos. We can't push it off. Kederach she'ein machmitzin es ha-matzos. We're so makbid. Sometimes when it comes to the inanimate objects, I'm not minimizing the importance of the mitzvah. The lulav, the esrog, the maror should be kosher, no bugs, the matzah of course should not be chametz. It's very, very important, but when it comes to tikkun amidos, we have to be just as vigilant with the person that we make ourselves into, that the person that we are, and we have to have a great zrizus in our avodas Hashem. We know from Avram Avinu, the test of the Akedah Yitzchak, one of the first things that Rashi tells us about Avram's approach to the Akedah, Vayhi achar dvar me'elah, Bereishis perach of beis, Vayhi achar dvar me'elah, Velokim nisas Avram, Vayomer Avram, Avram Avram, Vayomer hineni, Kachnes bincha, Esichidcha, Asher haftas Yitzchak, Velechecha, Lartzah Maria, Achar Mishar Rekha, Vayelu Sham la'ola. What's the first thing we know about Avram? Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Perach of Beis, Pasuk Gemal, Nizdareis Lamitzvah. So, Lo Aleinu, I don't know, I guess I have to say Lo Aleinu, that everyone see this morning that one of the victims of the stabbing attack 2 days ago, Rachmana Litzlan, died from his wounds. Lidor Levi, victim of stabbing attacks, succumbs to his wounds. Lidor Levi was 34 years old. He was a software engineer. He dies of wounds following the Gan Yavne stabbing attack. Lidor Levi, injured in the Gan Yavne stabbing attack, has died of his wounds. Tel Aviv Ichilov Hospital announced Thursday. 34-year-old software engineer, he leaves behind his pregnant wife and baby daughter. He has also survived his parents, a brother, and a sister. The family said Lidor was an amazing father, spouse, brother, and son. He was a person full of love, nobility, and self-sacrifice. He was an anchor for his family and a role model for those around him. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time to take the Korban Pesach and stop taking our Korbanos. It's enough. Dayenu, Dayenu. It's Dayenu. It's time to bring the Korban Pesach again. That should be the Tzli Eish over the fire. The goal of his life was to help people, said the family, quietly and with humility. Lidor leaves a gaping hole in our hearts, an expecting wife and a baby daughter, and a wife, a family, parents. We'll continue to live according to the values he instilled in us for his remembrance. In 2009, while fighting in Gaza in the Combat Engineering Corps, he suffered severe injuries. Even though he received an exemption from Miluim because he was seriously injured, he attempted to rejoin the reserves during the current war to fight for the state and for the people. In the Sunday evening stabbing attack, a terrorist attacked three passersby near a mall in Gan Yavne, stabbing them all over their bodies. All three victims were in serious condition. After receiving treatment at the scene, they were transferred to the Asuta Hospital in Ashdod. And today, Israel announced that Lidor Levy, 34 years old, Rachmana Litzan, Hashem Yikom Damo, was nifter due to the wounds that he sustained in this attack. Why did I bring this up? Because I was talking about Avram's Rizos. And when did Avram have his Rizos? By the Kedas Yitzchak. Mizdar is l'mitzvah. So we see that when it comes to the matzah, it's not only halachos that we learn. There's also Musar. Everything in our Yahadus is meant to shape us into different kinds of people. And we have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like my child said, I'm offering you more than $1 million. Just carrying the soup from the kitchen to the dining room to fulfill Kibbutz Avim. It's more than a mitzvah, it's eternity. And that's how we have to view all of our opportunities in Avodas Hashem. Do we grab it? Now again, if someone is involved in a mitzvah that they can't get away from, so you can't get away, you're actually involved in a mitzvah. But Leich El Nameila Atzel. You should... Shlomo Melech, Kohelas, Mishlei, Leich, and the Melech Atzel. Famous. Go to the ant. Who, where? Which they? Parak Shira? No, Parak Shira is the song that the ant sings. If you want to know, it's Mishlei or Kohelas, I believe. Not Kohelas. Mishlei? Does someone want to Google it? I'm not joking. Go to the ant, you lazy one. Anyway, if you want to know how to behave in Avodas Hashem, look at the industrious ant. The ant is always busy in their Avodas Hashem. So a person, of course, should always be busy. Kedeach she'en machmitin es ha-matzos, kach en machmitin es ha-mitzvos. Ela im bol yadcha aseo so miyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, you learn a Musar Haskel and Tikkun Amidos. And Avodas Hashem, the Asher of Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadav HaKadosh Levracha, about taking a vacation, taking a rest. So he said, oh, plenty of time to take a rest after 120 years. Right now, I have to do as much as I can. Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita tells over the following story. When I was a young boy in Miami, he says, his stories are either when he was a young boy in Miami or he was a young Rav in Miami. So when he was a young boy in Miami, there was a contest. A certain, I don't know, place, company, whatever, they had a contest. The contest was, the winner of the contest would be given 15 minutes. And those 15 minutes, they were given a shopping cart, and they could run through the supermarket and take whatever they want, the most expensive items, anything you want. Let's say it was, I don't know, a fancy supermarket, you could take whatever you want. So the person, he says, the winner, she bought herself new sneakers, and the whole town was invited to watch, and on the day of the contest, she's standing at the entrance with her sneakers and the shopping cart, and the clock ticks down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and she's running. And he said, if you would go over to this woman in those 15 minutes, and say to her, you know you look very tired, I see you're out of breath, you're not so ready for the marathon, here's a chair, why don't you take a break for 10 minutes, and in 10 minutes you resume. She would say, are you crazy? In 10 minutes I could sit down, now I have to hop a ride, I have to do whatever I can to amass as much as I can. That's how we have to look. Obviously the Nimshal is very, very clear. The Nimshal is that we live in a world full of opportunities to be involved in mitzvos, and that's why Kosh Baruch Hu put us here. So if we have opportunity to do mitzvahs, im baliyarcha, if it comes to your hand, I'm not giving you musar, I'm talking to myself. What do you think? I jump at every single opportunity I get, I'm also a person, I also have a yetzar. We have to be mechazek ourselves in this inyan. We have to work hard to remember that the matzah teaches us, don't let the matzah become leaven, Don't let your actions become stale and lazy. Don't give in to atzos. Did anyone look up about the ant? Leich al nemeila atzel. But it's in me. But Parak Shira's quoting the psukim that the animal says from Tanakh. It's Mishlei. So that's why. Thank you very much for looking it up. Okay, thank you. Let's go back. That was on Pasuk Yitzayin. Okay, three more psukim of Parshas Chodesh. Barishon ba'arbaso yam lechodesh ba'erev tochu matzos. On the 1st, the 14th, in the evening, you should eat matzah al yom ha'achar v'asrim lechodesh ba'erev until the 21st of the month. Shivas yamim sh'ar lo yimatzeh b'vateichem. For 7 days, leaven should not be found in your house. Ki kol ochel mechmetzes v'nichrosan nefeshima adas yisrael b'ger b'ezrach arts. So the punishment for knowingly eating chametz on Pesach is chayiv kares. Last pasuk. All leaven you shall not eat. In all of your dwelling places you shall eat matzah. I want to go back now and talk about Rosh Chodesh. So this parsha is called Parsha Sechodesh. As we've seen from this beautiful psukim, the first two psukim deal with Rosh Chodesh. All the rest of the psukim deal with Korban Pesach, and Inyanei Pesach, Hilchos Matzah, etc. Now let's talk about Rosh Chodesh. I think that if you went out and, you know, someone comes to you and they want to be a chozer b'teshuvah, or someone who's very serious, they want to become a gear, okay? We're not supposed to encourage people, we push them away, but let's say a person wants to be a chozer b'teshuvah. So they ask you, what does it mean to be a Torah yerd? I'm starting to be interested. So we would tell them about Shabbos. Probably one of the first things that any Torah yerd would tell someone coming back to your house is Shabbos. Shabbos is pretty important. You have to know that every 7 days we have Shabbos. Parsha Shmini, Kashrus, we would probably tell them about things we're allowed to eat and things we're not allowed to eat. There are some major institutions that are involved in being a Torah Yid that we might let people know. I don't think that the first thing we would tell people coming back to Yahadosh is you should know there's Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah, it's important, but I don't know that that's like the first thing you would say to someone who wants to join the nation. You should know there's Rosh Chodesh. It's going to come. Sounds a little funny. At some point on the list, Chinuch HaBanim, Taras HaMishpacha, building a Jewish home, keeping kosher, Shabbos, not mixing with Umas Olam, Rosh Chodesh. And yet, Rosh Chodesh is the first national mitzvah. Hashem says it's so important. Before he gives us any other mitzvah, he tells us about Rosh Chodesh. So that means we have to understand what is so integral to the mitzvah. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim also. What is so integral to the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt of all the 613 mitzvahs to choose, this is the first. I'm not saying it's not important, Chas V'Shalom, but it's of paramount importance. It's first on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's list. We didn't get to Matan Torah yet. We didn't get to the Seres HaDibros. We're still in Egypt. Seres HaDibros are in Parachof, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's coming in 7 weeks. But at this point, we're still in Egypt. I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, a very, very powerful piece of the Rav. Right, before I get into the piece of the Rav, I'll explain a little in my own words, and then we're going to talk about what the Rav says. Rosh Chodesh has to be first, because Rosh Chodesh is living in time, owning time, and utilizing time. What a slave does not own, aside from all material things that the slave does not own, the first and foremost thing the slave does not own is his time. The time, never mind the fields don't belong to the slave. The food doesn't belong to the slave. The crop doesn't belong to the slave. The shed he sleeps in doesn't belong to the slave. The first and foremost thing that does not belong to the slave is what? His time. So the foundation of freedom, and I'm going to get to the Rav because of the way he speaks and the way he teaches, but the foundation of freedom had to be time, because none of the other mitzvos have any meaning if you are not in ownership. Now, of course, Hashem is in ownership of our time. I understand. So when I say I own my time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. But in fact, he gifted Klal Yisrael. What's the kiddush that we make? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. So yes, Shabbos, you can't be a Jew without, I mean, you could be a Jew, but your neshama is sorely lack without Shabbos. But how can you keep Shabbos if you don't own time? You can't. If the slave is not, Rav Yehuda Ami tells that, the Korosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Har Etzion, along with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecha Tzadikim Levracha. So in his biography, Rav Yehuda Ami tells, he writes that he was in the slave labor camps, And when Shabbos, when he kicked, he would try and keep an extra shirt. How did he observe Shabbos? He was in the slave labor camps. So what should he do? He tried to have an extra shirt on him. And when he thought in the sky on Friday that it looked like it was the Zman of Shkia, he would try and quickly, if it was possible, to change his shirt. So he was doing something to mark that it was Shabbos. So could you sit down to a suda? Could you daven bisman? Could you daven before the man kriya shema? You can't do anything. Could you have shalosh suudos on Shabbos in the right? No. So it's not that Rosh Chodesh is more important than any other mitzvah, that it's first, but it's the basis and foundation of all other mitzvahs, because the other mitzvahs mean nothing. And think of how time-bound Yahadus is. The laws of Taharas HaMishpacha, for example, Taharas HaMishpacha depend upon time. A woman counts a certain amount of days. The Yamim Tovim all depend upon when we declare Rosh Chodesh, and then counting a certain amount of days. Bris Mila, Parshas Tazria, chapter 12, verse 3. B'yam Shmini Yimol Basar Lashesh. Next, Shmini Tazria, next week's Parsha. It's not 2, it's 12:3. Okay? B'yam Shmini Yimol Basar Alasso. So what is it? A Bris Mila depends on the counting of time. When does Shabbos come in? It depends upon the time of Shkia. When can you daven? Before this man tefillah. When do you recite Kriya Shema? Before this man of Shema. We are a time-bound people. So time is the foundation of all other mitzvos. And that's why it's the mark of freedom. It's not more important than Shabbos, but you can't observe Shabbos if someone else owes your time. Now, I know Hashem owns our time, but he endowed us with the gift of being master over our time. The very sad irony is, I personally think, I don't know what Gilgal I am, so I don't know in what other, most neshamas today, most people today are Gilgalim of previous neshamas. I think that the irony is that as life has become more and more convenient, it is easier to waste time today than in any other time epoch in the history of the world since the creation of man. I cannot say, I, Michal Horowitz, cannot say that I never waste time in my device. Do I use it for good things? Yes. I went for a shiur this morning. I went for a walk this morning and I listened to a shiur. So is that important? Very. I'm not wasting my time. I'm utilizing my time. We communicate with friends and family. We can make orders for things that we need. We all know the good things and the useful things that we can do with our devices. For someone with any sort of disability, it is a tremendous matana, like huge matana. It changes the life of disabled people. So I'm not saying put it in the garbage. I don't live in a cave. I'm not getting rid of my device. I need it. I depend upon it. And it has changed my life for the better. But like any tool, it is also the main vehicle and vessel for wasting time. I mean, how much do we really need to scroll through that website and through that post and through that notification? How far down do we really have to scroll? How much do we really need to read? How many sites do we really need to check? I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to myself. I can tell you that it is impossible for me to say I never waste time on my device. And I don't even have time in my life. I don't have enough hands. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough sleep. I don't have enough days. And I still somehow find time to waste minutes on my device. Since the time of Maaseh Bereishis, it has never been easier for us to squander the greatest gift that Hashem ever gave us. Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva from Tar Vadas, said, time is life. There is no loss like the loss of time. And now you understand why. The loss of Shabbos is tragic. Not being able to keep kosher is terrible. But if you don't have time, you have nothing else. And today, we all face a common Yetzer Hara. And that common Yetzer Hara is, like my mother has told me, her mother, my grandparents were all Holocaust survivors, Zichronon Levracha. Her mother, she remembers, had a shechting board in the basement. They came from Europe. My maternal grandparents were Polish. They were both married. Each of them were married with one daughter before the war. Their children were Rivka Bracha, Hashem Yikom Dama, and Devorah, Hashem Yikom Dama. And she had a shechting board, and he came home with the chicken from the shoicher. I don't know. Today you could buy extra clean, extra trimmed, and you somehow salted it. I have no idea. And there were holes so the blood could drip down. I don't know. And a wringer washer. I ring a washer. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm not poskening. Rav Shlomo, for you, I'm not poskening. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rosh Kol V'nei Agola, the Rashka Bahag. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that today doing laundry on Rosh Chodesh is not a prohibition for women. Again, I'm telling you what he says. I'm not telling you what to do. Why? Because you had to used to go down to the river. I'm not joking. And take the water and bring it home and boil it in the cauldron and put the sheets in and stir it with an oar and then wring it out and hang it on the wash. Today, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you push a button. Is pushing a button doing an avodah? And yet, with all the conveniences of our life, we somehow find time, maybe not you, I'm talking to myself, we find time to waste more time. But does anyone here feel they have enough time? I'm not a yachid. Pesach is coming. We all feel we don't have enough time. And yet somehow we manage to waste the most precious gift Hashem gave us. And it is the foundation of Klal Yisrael's creation. We haven't even left Egypt, but Hashem says before you march to freedom, listen to the Korban Pesach. You have to take the sheep on the 10th. You have to shecht it on the 14th. Leil 15th, or Yom Teshvav, you eat it on Matzah Mar. But if you don't have time, you can on the right day do what you need to do. It's a big, big challenge, and it's a big, big chisaron, and it's a big, big nisayon of our generation. Sometimes I walk around, I don't know if I'm waiting in the airport or whatever, I look and I see how many people in this row are on devices. Now I know some of them could, everyone, some of them could be reading Kindle, and some of them could be on the phone with a doctor, and some of them, I said, their wife is in labor. I hope he's not sitting in the airport while his wife is in labor. Maybe he was on a trip, she went into early. So some people need to be on their phones at that time, I understand. Sometimes I just look at the row, and you look, and like every single person, what did we do 20 years ago? We looked at each other, we had conversations with the person next to us, instead of playing Candy Crush and seeing what else is on Facebook, Nachamol, another post. The essence and foundation of Klal Yisrael is HaChodesh HaZalochem. God says, I'm giving you a gift. And what am I doing with the gift? I'm talking to Micha Hor. It's scary. It's mamish, a scary thought. Because a time, a moment lost, the beginning of this year is already the past. The beginning of my sentence is already the past. What do we do when we look back on our day on how much we all accomplish a lot of things? I'm not trying to bash anybody. I'm telling you about my own personal struggles as well. I'm talking about society as a whole. And society as a whole affects us also because we live in a society. And Fanatic, I think that's what I'm looking for. Thank you. I'm not getting rid of it either. I need my, it's my recorder. That's why it's right here. I sent Ashir this morning. I can text and email instead of using the phone, which makes my life infinitely easier, and I give thanks to Hashem. It has to be balanced out with a realistic awareness. I'm really just talking to myself. And you see in Parshas HaChodesh, there's a lot of Musar. It's not just Thrissel, it's beautiful Psukim, but it's also Musar. It's Midos of Alacrity. It's Midos of Zrizus, and Zrizus relates to time as well. If you have Zrizus in time, you won't waste your time. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, what time is it? Ha ha. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav says as follows. The first commandment they were given in Egypt, which signaled the commencement of liberation, was to mark time. A slave, an Eved, they were Avadim. Avadim, how you do the power of a Mitzrayim. V'yotzir Hashem Misham B'yar Chazak of Izra Netuya. V'yulot Yekosh Baruch Hasav Aseinu. Mitzrayim Harei Anu V'neinu V'nei B'neinu Mishubadim Ainu. The power of Mitzrayim. A slave is relieved of Mitzvos Asei Shazman Grama. A slave is released of time-bound positive commandments. Why? Because the slave lacks the time experience. How could he be chayev to do something it's beyond his control to do? Quote, to the slave, time is a curse. He waits for the day to pass. It is not lost to me as I read these words to you. That yesterday was 180 days since October 7th. And 180 days since the captives who have not yet been returned are living the curse of time, the curse of being a slave. Rachmanu Litzlan Hashem Yirachim Aleinu, Manomaru Manadaber. The Rav says, this is because the slave lacks the time experience. To the slave, time is a curse. He waits for the day to pass. The slave's time is the property of the master. We are living today. I believe the number of captives is 134, although the state has said that knowing 30-some odd number are no longer, their neshamas are not in this world. Hamas, Yimach Shemam V'Zichem is holding their bodies captive. The fate of the rest of them is not known. The oldest being 86, the youngest being 1 year old. So the greatest mark of freedom is that you own your time. Because truly, if you don't own time, you own nothing. And if you own time, you have the potential to own everything. It doesn't mean you automatically own everything. It's what you do with your time. But at least potentially, you can accomplish. The sky is really the limit. The slave's time is the property of the master. No matter how hard he may try to be productive in time, he will not reap the harvest of his work. Therefore, the slave is insensitive to time. I once remember I read a Holocaust memoir. I don't remember which one, but this line made such an impact on me. The survivor said, we simply live to live another day. We only live to survive that day. His sense of movement of time, the passing of hours, days, weeks, is very dull. Life to the slave personality is motionless. He lacks, listen to this, he lacks the great excitement of opportunity knocking at the door, of challenges summoning him to action, of tense expectation and fear of failure. These are all part of our experience. We live these things. We have great excitement for opportunities that knock on the door. We have challenges that summon us to action. We also have tense expectation. We're afraid of failure. But for the slave, anything that is time-bound is inapplicable to him. So we are avadim. So to mark the passage, the bridge to freedom, is Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is the gift, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. And we all have to ask ourselves, you know, on Sunday, you could scroll down from the top and it tells you your screen time last week. There's also a way to go into settings and see your screen time for that day. It's not such a pleasant experience. Rav Soloveitchik says, time awareness contains a moral element, responsibility for emerging events, and intervention in the historical process. We must all intervene in the historical process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants shlichim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants partners. When you learn Torah, when you are osek in mitzvot, when you do a chesed, you are intervening in the historical process. You are helping to bring the geula closer. The Rav says time awareness contains a moral element, responsibility for emerging events, intertwined in the historical process. Men, according to Judaism, should try to mold and fashion the future. We should try to mold, and now it's up to Hashem, but molding and fashioning the future, the ultimate future, the Bias Kol Tzedek, the Yimos HaMashiach, depends on our actions. That is exactly why man has been created as a free agent. Man is free to reach central and basic decisions that will determine his and sometime the world's future. The future is in our hands. Of course, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah tells us very clearly, Im Shema Tishmu Amitzvosai. And if you don't listen, and it's up to us to choose what we do with our time. Rav Soloveitchik says, listen to this. It's poetic. It's like poetry. To connect retrospection with anticipation. What's retrospection? Past with anticipation. What's anticipation? Future. To connect retrospection with anticipation, memory with expectation, hindsight with foresight, one must cherish the present fleeting moment as if it represented eternity. I am going to say it again. I am. To connect retrospection with anticipation, memory with expectation, hindsight with foresight. One must cherish the present fleeting moment as if it represented eternity. The child said to the other child, "You want to carry the soup? I'm offering you more than $1 million. I'm offering you Olam Haba, eternity." To connect retrospection with anticipation, hot memory with expectation, and hindsight with foresight, we must cherish the present fleeting moment, because the moment is so fleeting. But every moment represents eternity. Judaism, therefore, has a very sensitive approach to the present. Every minute is valuable. Every second is precious. With a fraction of a second, says the Rav, hopes may be realized or destroyed. Visions and expectations may be brought to fruition with a fraction of a second. And so the halacha is extremely time conscious, says the Rav. I know the time. I was late. You were not late. I just need 2 more minutes. The halacha is therefore extremely time conscious, says the Rav. The present moment is so important. And he gives an example. For instance, we're permitted to do work on Friday afternoon till 1 minute before sunset. Totally permitted. However, 1 minute later, it's usher. What changed? The work is the exact same. You are the exact same. What changed? Your experience through time. A person recites the Kriya Shema 9:05. Let's say that's his man. He fulfills the mitzvah. At 9:06, the performance is worthless. What did he miss? The same recitation, the same commitment, the same words, the same dedication. But he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because the time has passed. Time is of critical importance, says the Rav. Not years, not months, but seconds and split seconds. This time awareness and appreciation is the singular gift granted to free men. Time awareness and appreciation is the singular gift granted to free men, because time now belongs to him. It is his time. I'm finishing up, last phrase. He can utilize it to the utmost, or he can choose to waste it. Today, I think we have a greater challenge than ever before in the history of the world, in the history of humanity. And though, Baruch Hashem, we can be, and we need to be, and we are very productive in our time, we also need to be aware, and it ties into Ein Machmitzin Es HaMatzos, Ein Machmitzin Es HaMitzvos, the more alacrity we have for mitzvos, the more, Be'ezer Hashem, we will utilize our time well. Should be zocha to see on the occasion of 180 days that our brothers and sisters, our babies, Taf, Benashim, Narva, Zokin, should be returned home to their country, to their land, to their families, to their nations. Should be zocha to see that the Karban Pesach will be brought, it will be a ratzon, Amizbechi, Kibesi, Beis Tefila, Yikari, the Chala. Amin, Besuras, Tovas, and Good Shabbos. Bezer Hashem, we continue next week. Thank you so much.